In just over a week's time, world leaders will meet at the UN to sign off on the new global development agenda for the next 15 years. It provides a blueprint to tackle the twin challenges of ending extreme poverty and combating climate change. In short, a sustainable future for all people and the planet. But for UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, there can be no sustainable development without sustainable energy.
Energy is a key priority for the United Nations. It connects economic growth, social equity, a stable climate, and a healthy environment. Energy underpins our efforts to achieve development objectives, from reducing extreme poverty to enhancing food security, from powering essential health services to providing electricity for education.
It's for this reason that Mr. Ban launched the Sustainable Energy for All initiative 4 years ago. It aims to provide access to modern energy services for the millions who still do not have electricity. The UN says one-third of the world's people rely on wood, charcoal, or animal and crop waste to cook their food or to heat their homes.
We need to make modern energy services available to all, but we must do so sustainably so we can reduce the greenhouse gas emissions that are causing climate change. We need transformation in how we produce, use, and share energy.
The UN, in conjunction with the China Energy Fund Committee, a Hong Kong-based NGO, is awarding a $1 million grant to fund practical solutions for sustainable energy development. Sam Kutesa, president of the UN General Assembly, was on the committee that reviewed the entries. He said he was inspired by the proposals, particularly those addressing sustainable energy problems in some of the world's least developed regions.
Many of the proposals elaborated on the linkage between the important role of sustainable energy and the ability to reach development objectives, such as eradicating poverty, improving health care and education, increasing food security and access to clean water, and addressing climate change impacts.
For the UN Secretary General, Ban Ki-moon, Monday's ceremony to announce the winner marks the start of an exciting new journey, one towards creating a cleaner, safer, more prosperous world for all. Deanne Penn, United Nations.